Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Everybody, welcome to the Talora's Experience. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
It is.
Today, it's 1:00, you know. I think we're all a little bit tired.
We are. We might...
might dip a little early.
Yeah.
I think...
if anyone's out there, which nobody is...
I think that, like, talking to the void tonight is going to be... we're going to be a little... we're going to cut a little short. Just, you know... busy week.
Oh, boy.
Emma's got a test now.
I'm
Anna. Emma's here, too.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'll tell you all about what my test is on.
Go for it.
Okay. Way back.
Set the stage. Set the stage.
In 300 BC.
So way back.
Yes. I might be wrong about the date. There was a man named Constantine.
Wait. Okay, but if this is like... it's Byzantine, right? We're like,
yeah.
We're talking about Byzantine. Shouldn't you know this date? Is it like the basic date kind of important?
No, because you get to choose... He splits it into... the mind teacher splits it into three... or I guess it's six sections, and they're based on dates, and you get to choose two of them to learn.
That's an interesting concept.
Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
It's because it's a ton of information. So I'm not learning about Constantine. I'm learning about... Pulcheria, girl boss Pulcheria.
We love a girl boss here.
Her little brother, Theodosius II.
Oh, Theodorius, my bro.
Yes, Theodosius. And they were in the 400s. She was a girl boss. The Byzantine Empire, just to do some backdrop, came kind of after the Roman Empire. Those who lived in the Byzantine Empire considered themselves to be part of the Roman Empire. But now looking back on it, we're like, hey, that was a different empire. So, the Byzantine Empire it is.
Why did they want to be part of the Roman Empire? Just because, like, Rome was, like...
well, that was what they knew. Like, that was, like, what...
even
like,
though Rome had fallen?
To them, Rome had not fallen. Rome was still there.
Are they, like... the Trump supporters that think that won after the election?
No. It was more like... although that is funny. But I think it's more like we need a way to divide them, and the way we divide them is through their adoption of Christianity. And so they're like, oh, this is what we're considering the Byzantine Empire. Because it was marked by this kind of change of... well, first off, it was marked by the loss of part of the empire. Also... by the addition of Christianity. And so, I guess, it's like it was no longer the Roman Empire because considerable pieces of the Roman Empire were no longer part of the empire anymore because they lost control.
Mm.
And also, in between this, there's lots of changes of hands of emperors, which means changes of hands of rule, so it's hard to even determine if it is the same empire anyway. It's kind of more like a name thing.
Okay.
Which is weird.
I remember reading that the Byzantine Empire was, like, the Greek side of the Roman Empire. And I read that in Percy Jackson. That was
I
all,
think
like,
that's
woo,
true.
Greek gods.
It is true. They moved toward Greek speaking. They also moved the... so, Rome had been the headquarters of the Roman Empire.
Right.
They still had Rome. And they still had, like, what is now Italy. But they also moved the, like, capital... city to Constantinople, which is now Istanbul. So
Istanbul is Constantinople.
Exactly.
You know, maybe that's
which
song
we will
we play.
Play.
We're gonna play
point.
This song. Istanbul
is in modern day Turkey, so that's where they were hanging out. Knew a lot about stuff, argued a lot about Christianity, and then had to argue with other religions at the time, and there were some girl boss empresses, and there were some not so girl boss emperors and empresses. Yeah,
I think that's a great description.
Yeah,
that's
the end. Good night and good luck.
The more you know, honestly. History lesson with Emma at 110.
History. Honestly, I'm very confused. Sorry, that's it.
I feel like there's just so much information to learn, especially in a history class, and especially the one that you're in. I feel like there's just so much information that it makes it difficult to sort through it all.
Yeah, It's a lot of information. And I'm forgetting the names of people. Like, I knew that someone did it, and I knew, like, how to describe them, but I'm forgetting, like, their names are, like, Nestorius and, like, Cyril and Pulcheria and, like weird stuff. Also, Constantine. Okay, I know I didn't learn... Like, I learned about Constantine at the beginning, and I'm not studying him, but his name was Constantine. He had three sons, and they were named Constantine II, Constantius, and Constans.
That's such like
why would they do that?
It's such an arrogant move.
I know.
Like, oh, well, I guess, okay, like, there's, like, William...
They're big
William Jr. and William III, and then there's, like, Bill, and then there's, like, Billy, and...
Fun names fact, have my dad's that. Name is William.
That's true. But he's not, like, a William III.
No, thank God. Yeah. That would be a lot.
I don't know. I feel like weird. I would feel weird naming my kid after me, you know? Me too. Like, Anna II... And no, it'd be Anna Jr.
I think because of sexism, girls don't have that. Gosh. So you know, like, Margaret's named after her mom?
Yeah.
But she's not Margaret II because she's a girl, which is sexist.
But is she's not really named after her mom, right? She's named after, like...
No, but if she had been named after her... If she had been a boy, she would have been named after her dad. And she would have been, like, the fourth.
Yeah. I don't know. I find it, like, so weird. Why would I... I mean, I guess I like being the only Anna, so yeah. I wouldn't want another person named Anna, but...
You know what's unfortunate for us, though, is our names are very common anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Can I say, one of my best friends from high school, her name's also Anna, and we met in sixth grade, and for all of sixth grade, she hated me because we had the same name, and I was, like... I was like a really quiet, shy, nice kid in sixth grade. Don't know what happened, but so like they called me like the nice Anna.
Oh no.
But the thing is, she was nice.
She mean Anna.
She was like nice too. Like she's like a really sweet person. It was just like I was just this like really quiet, nice, like kind. Like that was like my personality. Like that's all it was. It was mess, but whatever. And so that's why, and she was like so upset that I was known as like the nice Anna, and that I was like, she just hated me for being named Anna, and there was a whole, it was hilarious. She got over it though, and now she's one of my best friends. But
I'm glad. Wait, sorry, can we double check that we're on air?
We're on air.
Okay.
I hear you.
first time. Or no, probably not. I've probably done it before, but I cannot remember. My little brain does not remember.
I feel like it comes back to you. It's like riding a bike.
Oh, you got well, it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, anywho. Were you named after anyone?
I was named after my mom's aunt or great aunt.
Oh, nice.
Apparently, she made a really good grilled cheese.
That is a good person to be named after.
Yeah, and well, she was also like a nun.
Oh.
I think.
A nun who makes grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then... Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so tired tonight for some reason.
You are good. I'm really good. And it's... what is the word? It catches. I was named not after anyone. I was named from a baby book because my parents liked.
Did they just like flip through the book and find names they like?
Yeah, well, they didn't like any of them, which was, they flipped through a bunch and they didn't like any of them. Also, they didn't know if I was going to be a boy or a girl. And they wanted, I think, a literary name because my dad is named after some literary person.
Like so. William Shakespeare?
William James. William James. Like some philosopher, psychologist, man.
Why does that make perfect sense for your father?
It does. I think unfortunately, the dude who he's named after met an untimely and very bad end. And I'm not sure if he has the best legacy, so I don't know. But I'll have to look
we'll
into
just,
that.
Like, let's just forget that bit. forget that.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Both my parents like reading, so that makes sense.
Do they like the book Emma?
I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. I don't know if they read it.
Oh my god,
Emma's not the most likable character in the books or the movies, from what I've heard. She's a bit annoying. So, who knows?
If it makes you feel any better, I was going to be named Stella after Ooh. Stella from A Streetcar Named Desire.
Oh, like Stella.
Stella! Yeah, but the Stella's kind of a word I can't say because we're on public air.
Ah, does it? What does it start
with? But it rhymes with witch.
Oh, at least it's not what's her name. Could have been worse. Could have been that other girl from Streetcar Named Desire.
No one in the Streetcar Named Desire is a good character.
No, that's true.
Honestly, like nothing in that play.
What is that girl's name?
Wait, I love it.
It starts with a B.
Oh, okay. A Streetcar Named Desire.
I remember
Blanche.
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 Oh my god. She ended up. She was insane. I do remember that. And Stanley was not much better.
No, Stanley sucks. Blanche sucks. Stella sucks. Honestly, Tennessee Williams probably sucks.
Ah, that's... I think that's true.
Yeah. Oh, he's the second. His name isn't even Tennessee. His name is Thomas Lanier Williams III. That just figures. So, and then he was like, oh, my name's Tennessee Williams.
There's a kid in my high school. He graduated a couple years before me, but his name was Tennessee. Everyone called him Ten. I'm not sure if that was his real name, though.
Was he the only 10 you saw?
No. Sadly, no. I did not know him very well. Should I play some music?
Yeah, do you want me to? I have some Istanbul's Non-Constantinople.
Which one is it on?
All right, so you're going to... You see Aux 1?
Yep.
You're going to turn her on?
Yep, and I'll fade us out.
Is it playing? Fade her in. She's going. Go for it.
I'm turning us back on because that didn't work. Okay. Something do be happen.
Wait, let me put my volume up. It could be me.
I hear
something. Oh, there we go. Here, we'll start over.
Okay.
And here we go.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. You just liked it better that way. Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. A Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
and his hunger for power became known to more and more people, the demands to do something about this outrageous man became louder and louder.
Russians. We've made the executive decision also to only play history-related songs in this.
I think it's a very good idea.
Just, you know, some pump up before your exam.
Exactly. Get me in the right mood. And to anyone else who hasn't done the test yet, hope this gets you in the right mood.
Everybody who's listening right now before their Byzantine Empire exam.
Before their test.
This is like a pregame for the exam. It's the Talor's experience.
Pre-game.
It's like, let's go.
All right. Pre-game. Okay.
Just so anyone knows, signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months of years on the transplant waiting list, who will get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, register through your state agency. Locate your state lake registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. .gov. It's very important. It's the dot is capitalized here. And designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you don't have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advance directives, will and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Anna. That was a very lovely PSA.
Of course. Are you an organ donor?
I believe so. It's on our driver's license, yeah. Right? It's like a little dot. Let me check. I am. Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, nice.
I definitely think it's like a good I think it's honestly just a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Especially like you're not gonna like
what am I gonna do?
I know. If my body's like rotting in the ground somewhere, I'm not gonna need like a kidney.
That's true. Although some people do believe in that your body does something. So
Well, that's valid. That's valid, like, obviously, but...
I do wonder, like, do you think you'll donate your body to science when you die or something?
I think that would be really cool, but I'm also kind of a little bit extra, and I really want, like, a big funeral and, like, mausoleum or something. That would be cool. very unrealistic.
What are those things called? They have a fancy name.
A crypt?
It's something torium.
Oh,
not a crematorium. It's like the place where bodies are kept.
I don't know.
I had a friend in high school who was obsessed with them. Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably be buried with my family. We have these like spots that are this is kind of morbid, But there are spots that are, like, reserved for a certain amount of commies in the wall of this random, I guess, mausoleum. I don't really know the difference.
Oh, wow.
But there's only so many spots left, so it depends who dies first.
Do you think you're going to get one?
I think I will. I don't know if my mom will, which is interesting.
Wait, why not your mom, but you?
It's
not, oh, it's with your dad's.
It's for, through my dad's family. I'm assuming, I don't exactly know how it works. I'm assuming if she wants to, she can, but it's also like, I don't know. Like, respect to my family who did it, but also, I may not choose to do that with my own body.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in, I don't know, it's somewhere in California. It's near our house. It's, I think, I actually don't know if I've been, because I get it mixed up with the funeral place. I don't know where it is, but I think I'd want to, this is weird.
No,
I think I'd
it.
Want my ashes to be, like, turned into a tree or something.
That's cool. I really like that idea, because it's like, I mean, humans are such a mess, and we always, like, kill the world.
Yeah. But,
like, it's, death is such a natural part of, like, the circle of life, and so I really like the idea of that, or, like, putting your body back into the earth, because that's, I don't know, I feel like that's a way that humans can, like, at least give a little bit and not take, because if you think of, like, The Lion King, like, the circle of life.
I have not seen The Lion King.
No, you don't like animation.
I've seen it in Spanish, because I had to watch it in Spanish class, but I don't remember.
Well, it's basically, it's like this, like, really big, like, minute, like, minuscule part, but it's like the lions eat the like antelope, but the antelope eat the grass, and when the lions die, their ashes are that on the ground, and then it decomposes, which provides, like, fertilizer for the plants that the antelopes eat. So that's circle of life, and that's
okay, that makes
humans
sense.
Have obviously interrupted that, because we put our bodies in a, I mean, we're a mess for a lot of reasons, but we also put our bodies in, like, a metal box in the ground, so we're not, even after death, we're still kind of being a problem for the earth.
Yeah,
but I like that idea that she's about, like, spreading your ashes, because that's actually, like, useful.
Yeah, that would be nice. And, like, oh, I have something to cheer you up.
Ooh, yes.
That makes humans, well, it doesn't make humans less bad, but I'm taking an astronomy class, and it is true, we are actually all made of stardust from these early galaxies colliding or something.
It's really cool.
That's what made us. Fun fact, in about, I think, 5 to 6 billion years, our galaxy, the Milky Way, will collide with the Andromeda galaxy, and that'll be it. I'm kidding. It won't be it. It'll turn into one giant galaxy, most likely.
But effectively killing everything. And
we will be long dead.
Yeah, the Earth will be. What, do you think there are aliens? Sorry, this is so random. But do you think there are aliens?
I think for sure. I mean, just, like, statistically, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you?
I agree. I think it's selfish of, like, humans. Or not selfish, but very self-centered to think that we're the only beings, like, alive, or that, like, Earth, that we are living in the only planet that has life. And I think that, I agree, statistically, it's basically impossible that we're the only ones.
Yeah, it's wild, right?
Yeah, and
No, go for it.
I think it's, like, obviously aliens aren't little green things with antennas, like, three planets over. Like, I don't think we'll ever, at least in our lifetime, probably never see any aliens or know what they'll be like. They definitely, I think, exist.
I think what's complicated is our, like, definition of life is so, like, based on our limited perspective of what we've seen on this planet, that I don't know if they would be classified. I'm sure there's something out there potentially that has similar attributes to us, whether that's, like, a conscience or, like, the ability to, like, evolve or something, but I don't know if it would fit into our classification of life, because our, like, worldview is so limited.
Yes, and it's so difficult to think about, because you can't really, like, conceptualize something that doesn't,
right?
That you don't know, because it could,
that's so true,
like, we don't have any words to describe what it could be, or, like, ideas to describe it, because if you think of, like, life, I don't know, cells, like a nucleus, like anything, like, it could be completely different, which is really
that
interesting.
Is wild. You know what blows my mind? like quantum mechanics and like quantum physics and how like it like defies the rules of physics that we know. It's just like we are so like babies when it comes to knowledge, I guess. Like we, which I mean, I think that we've learned so much though. Like this is not to say that we haven't, we're at the very beginning, because like just like I guess I don't know. I was thinking about, basically, there's this old map. If you, I don't know if you've seen it, kind of went viral. I think it was people who lived in Jerusalem drew a map of what they thought the world looked like, and they thought it was Jerusalem in the middle, and Europe over here, and Asia over here, and Africa, and they were all petals coming off of the center, which was Jerusalem, and that was it.
That's so interesting.
And we've obviously learned so much since then, but I still think, like, obviously there's a long way to go, you know?
I totally agree, and I think a lot of science, a lot of physics is, it's not real. And, like, math, it's not, like, derivatives and logarithms and all that. It's not real. It's just arbitrary functions that just somehow work that we have arbitrarily, like, defined and to explain these things. Like phenomenon, and obviously it's real because we see that and we have this proof of it, but it's also, it's real, but it's also fake.
You bring up a good point. Does perception equal reality? Like the fact that we're able to perceive and comprehend our own thoughts, does that mean that we're real?
This is getting too deep for 1:30. Oh my gosh.
All right. Should we sign off soon?
Do you want to?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to sign off. So this has been, we've been a short show, but, you know, this is...
This has been the Talwara's experience.
Talwara's.
The Talwara's... The problem... Okay, it throws me off because there's an I. I'm not sure.
The thing is, it's like Talwara's...
Or Talwar.
Is like how... No, it's Talwar. That's the real name.
Oh, it is Talwar. Okay.
Talwar is the real way to pronounce it. The way I thought it was Talwara's.
I kind of love that. Okay. So, one more thing we gotta do. Just to remind you, this is the Talwara's Experience, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Emma.
I'm Anna. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep. Long time. Let me just figure out how to do this really quick.
Wait, put Rivendell on.
I'm looking for her. Oh, dear. She got so big.
That's okay. We're good.
Okay.
Automation on. Emma's got
turn
this.
It on. Well, I do until I don't.
No, you do. I believe in you.
Where's the sound?
You have to turn her on. It's RD Boy. On the pad.
Ah, ha, ha. That makes sense.
You have to press the on button.
That makes even more sense.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye, kids.
One of these days, all these miles I've been driving will wind their way up fearlessly to you. I can see it, us laughing till we're crying about nothing at all and everything too. In the middle of nowhere, I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. All my thoughts in REM are feeling closer. One day I'll find a way to show them to you. One of these days this anxious wait will be over, 'cause in my blood I know it's true. In the middle of nowhere I'll sing along to a new song. I'll sing it at the top of my lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a ladder and our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. One of these days, all these nights I've been wasting will cease to be what seems to me. A fence I need to climb, it's only in my mind. I just can't wait until we We'll sing it at the top of our lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a lighter in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. Build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
Bob-a-ran, 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 Bob-a-ran. Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Then you don't go killing all the bees. that goes, Martin Luther King. Notice how the door closes when the chimes of freedom ring. I hear what you're saying, I hear what he's saying. Is what was true now no longer so? Summertime song, fall on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49, black sheep of the angels riding, riding down the line. We think there is a soul.
Rebel glasses, pray to God that my arms reach the masses. The young smoke in grassless jungles, rubber band together in cashless bundles. We wear struggling chains, divided only hustle remains. Making sense of it, we hustle for change. Revolution ain't a game, it's another name for life fighting. Some wanna stay in their corner like Mike Tyson. Heights fighting for hits to heighten their hell. Don't he know he could only get as high as he fell? Show money becomes bail, relationships become jail. Children are unhailed, I wish love was for sale. Behold the pale, horse got me trapped like R. Kale. I bail and it
may not be such a bad idea if I never went home again.
cause it's never been beat. And we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
This man in our house, who is this man? Better get him out. We've got a problem, he's gotta go. He don't leave, can't live here no more. If we wanna save our home, we need to get him out. When I come home from work, there he is again. Talking loud, talking trash, and it's always something about him. Everything's out of place, where it just don't belong. Can't get no sleep, cause he's up on the phone. We wanna save our home, we need to get him out. Get him out.